Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Julia Dugan about a crush who led her astray in Scotland.
I was studying abroad my spring semester of my freshman year in Scotland. And so me and, like, we were in Edinburgh, we were in Glasgow, we were in Stirling, and there's not that much to do in Stirling. So after just sitting around for days with my friends, not having, like, tons of money to travel all the time, we were like, let's just go hiking, because we had done it before. But we were like, we've already hiked to the place that everybody goes with the good, like, views a bunch of times. So we're like, let's go to the other one, because there's one mountain that we've gone to, and there's mountain two. So we're like, well, we'll just go to mountain two. So me and my friend Anna, Shane, and Will decide to hike up to mountain two. We pack our little sack lunches. We get to the top, and we're eating our lunches, and my friend Will, who I, at the time, had a big crush on, was like, that was fun. I think we can go a different way down, and it'll be shorter. And we were all like, well, and I should have said, that's a horrible idea. But I was like, this guy's cute. Yeah, let's do that. And so he sees this path, like, miles, just sharp down. And he was like, we'll take that one. I can see it because where we're up, we can see, like, all of the houses down, tiny little teeny ant houses. And he was like, yeah, there's a road at the bottom. We'll just take that. So we were like, it's a great idea. So we start making our way down the mountain on the other side, opposite of the way we came up. And we start going down, and it's getting pretty steep. So we're sitting on our butts. And we're getting thorns in our butts because there's no other foliage besides thorn bushes in Scotland. So we're going down. And then we kind of get to a point and we're like, and we look back and we're like, you can't go that way anymore. So we're like, okay, lead the way, Will. So we get to this one point that's just like a canyon of jagged rocks on this side and jagged rocks on this side. And we're like, that's the only way down. So we get in a little formation. So my friend Shane goes down first. And so he's getting down. And we're just like, you got it. And he's like, oh, the rocks are like shifting under my feet. So he's like, and we're like, yo, you can make it. And so he gets down. He's like, all right, go next. So in our little formation, Anna is the next one in line. And Anna is clumsy on, like, flat ground, so I was a little worried. We were like, she's got it. And I'm in the back, so I was like, they got it. So she starts going down, and I'm not even noticing. I'm just kind of like, we're stuck up here and gonna die. And I'm just kind of waiting in the back, and I hear, like, Shane screaming. And I was like, what's wrong? He's like, Anna fell! And we were like, where? Because we can't even see. And he was like, no, she fell, like, forward, and we're like, okay. And so she had fallen forward down the jagged rocks and landed on her head. So, and me and Will are at the top, and we're like, oh God, okay, well, we can't get back up. So we're going down. Will starts going down. He kind of stops halfway, and he's like, come down with me. And I'm like, okay, you have great ideas. So I start coming down with him, and sorry, Dad. I fall. And I'm like, I don't want to be like Anna. And Will catches me. And I was like, oh, my knight in shining armor. Yes. And so we make it down. And we get down to the bottom. And Anna is concussed. I don't know what concussion looks like. I've never played a sport in my life. But we were like, she is ill. We have to get down. And so I'm like, move. So I get to the front and I'm like, I'm leading the path. So I start leading the path down and I kind of like, I'm like, you know, you just got to keep going. It's like so the sundown's coming soon. So we're like above the tree line, whoever said that. And so we get to a point. But there's just literally nowhere else to go. It's like bramble bushes everywhere in front of us. And there's just crevasse on this side that just shoots straight down. And we're like, oh, God. So I did have data on my phone. And at this point, I'm like, where can a helicopter land? So I'm like, this is a big clearing by the brambles. So I get out my phone and I have, because we're in Scotland, we had different data, and it's called GIFGAF. GIFGAF saved my life. So I have 4 bars and LTE data, and I'm like, oh, can't, okay, gonna call 911. They're like, it's not 911, it's 999. So I call 999, I get on the phone. They, like, first they ask, like, where are you? And I was like, I don't know. And they're like, well, where do you think you are? I was like, I'm on a mountain. And they're like, which whale? And I was like, I don't know, I'm on a mountain. So then they're like, okay, well, we'll just get you to Mountain Rescue. So they call Mountain Rescue. They're like, okay, you just kind of have to stay where you are. I kind of told them what I could see, because we're about halfway from where we started. And then the ant houses are like beetle houses now. And so I finally see a police car coming. And so we're just kind of like waiting. And they're like, just stay where you are. So we're huddled. They're like, do you have any food? Is the woman that's hurt unconscious? And I was like, no, she's conscious. She's just very dizzy. And we do have food. We have cornflakes. They're like, so you don't have food? And we're like, sure. So we just kind of are waiting there, and we're huddled in the cold, and I'm curled up to this man that I hate now. And we kind of see them, and we're like, oh, but we don't want to be like, help. So we're like, hello. And they're like, okay. And we're like, hello. And they're like, okay. And so we see they're coming towards us, but unfortunately they're coming towards us by the crevasse. So we know it's going to take, they had to go all the way up to the top and down to meet us. And they finally get to us. They're like, oh, you didn't have food. They only gave us candy bars. And I was like, you're right, that is food. So we're eating all the candy bars. They put us in a tent. We get assigned a mountain rescue helper. And they tie these little leashes around you. And so I was like, okay. And so we got paired off with little helpers. And I don't remember what my helper's name was, but she didn't know what my name was either. And so she was like, hi, I'm your helper. What's your name? And I'm like, I'm Julia. And she's like, all right, Leah, we got this. So I'm just being dragged by my leash up the mountain. And she's like, Leah, what's your name? Oh, Leah, why are you here? You're American. Leah, that's cool. She said Leah so many times. So we finally get dragged up the mountain. I don't know how Anna did it concussed, but we go up the mountain. Down the mountain, they're like small talking with us. They're like, yeah, I was watching Zootopia when we got the call. And I was like, cool. And so we finally get to the bottom. There's police officers that I was talking on the phone with. There's ambulance. There's more mountain rescue people. Me and Anna get in the ambulance and go to a hospital. And we started the day off at 10 a.m. and we got back at 2 a.m. after the hospital visit, which was free. Thank you, Scotland. And the guys made us plain hamburgers on some plain white buns. And it was the greatest meal I've ever had in my life. Thank you.
That was a Stoop story from Julia Dugan about a hike gone wrong. You can hear her story and many others at StoopStoryTelling.com, as well as the Stoop Podcast. So many events to choose from each summer weekend. Today through Sunday, you can check out the St. Nicholas Greek Folk Festival on Ponca Street in East Baltimore. Or head to Union Craft Brewing tonight at 7 p.m. for Beers for Queers and official kickoff for Pride Week. Hun Fest starts 11 a.m. tomorrow in Hamden, Hun, and continues Sunday. Plus, the 2019 AIDS Walk and Music Festival on Sunday starts at 8 a.m. at Power Plant Live. We have links to information about all these events at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cast, glad you're with us on the record, and wishing you a great summer weekend.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.